right now.
Do you hear that called hoops or hoops?
Yes, yeah, hoops.
Uh-huh.
Hoops is my pronunciation.
Okay.
All right.
And something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in.
Keg.
Okay. Did you ever see a water barrel or water keg?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Some of them, you know, they had little things you could turn to get the water
spigot.
Excuse me?
Spigot.
Uh-huh. What about something similar to that you could have out in your yard that you could hook your hose to?
I don't know that.
Well, say if you wanted to water the flower or something.
You mean a flower pot? No, not a flower pot, but are you thinking of the thing you watered the flowers with?
No, I'm thinking of the thing you hook your hose up to, and what you turn to get the water out in the yard.
Oh, what you turn to get the water out?
Uh-huh. Well, would you call that a spigot?
Yes, I think you would, wouldn't you? I'm going to turn on the water. I'm going to turn the... Yes, I call it the spigot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What if it's at the sink?
Call it the faucet.
Okay. And say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, you'd pour it through the thing that...
I know what you're talking about, of course, and I know the name of it, but it doesn't come to me right this minute. I have to have a... I don't know. I don't know the word.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know the word, but it just doesn't come to my mind right now.
Did you ever hear a tunnel or funnel?
No, a funnel, yes.
Uh-huh.
A funnel. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to me we call the thing in the that I have in the pantry right now that I use for that a funnel. I mean, it doesn't seem to me it's that, shall I say, technical. But that's all right.
There was some other
name? Think so. I think so, but I don't think of it now.
Well, if you think of it.
I'll tell you. It may come.
Something that, say if you bought about 50 pounds of lard, that would come in a...
bucket.
Okay. What about molasses? Did people make that around here?
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. They ate it, too. Everybody had molasses on hand always.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you ever, what would you call the container that you could keep molasses in?
Molasses jug.
Okay. Did you ever hear of the stand?
No, never used that word.
Mm-hmm. Something similar to molasses would be.
Well, there's syrup.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it was called syrup.
What's the difference?
No difference. No difference, I think. I don't
mm-hmm.
know.
Did you ever hear the terms of long sweetening and short sweetening?
Yes, I have heard them, but they weren't used around here.
Uh-huh.
I never did hear them used.
Mm-hmm. You picked them up in your travels?
Well, I've heard of them because I read about long sweetening, short sweetening, but we never did use that word.
Mm-hmm.
That would be something in the book that you'd have to ask about.
Mm-hmm. Say if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with the
whip.
And if the lamp on the porch wasn't burning, you could screw in a new
bulb.
And the full name for that would be a, what kind of bulb? It'd be a...
The full, the what?
Yeah, the full name for that.
An electric bulb.
Okay. Say,
A light bulb.
Uh-huh.
Light bulb sounds better, easier.
Mm-hmm. If you took corn to the mill to be ground, the amount that you'd take at one time, you'd refer to that as a...
I wouldn't refer to it. I wouldn't have the faintest idea how to refer
okay.
to the amount of corn you'd take to the barn,
uh-huh.
take to the mill.
What about if someone went out in the yard and was carrying in stove wood and had as much as he could hold in both his arms? You'd say he had
an armload.
Okay. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he had a...
I don't know.
Did you ever hear jag of wood or
no.
change?
No. No.
Say if you bought about 50 pounds of flour.